prayer for us today as we share what it is that the Lord has laid upon our heart. We always desire your prayers. Our message, as we said a few moments ago, how faith comes. It's a message that the Lord had spoken to us about a few days ago. And as we began to peer and began to look at the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit began to develop this message that He would have us to convey this morning. Friends, on May the 10th, about 10 minutes after 9, there was a 4.1 magnitude earthquake that shook this East Tennessee area. I asked you today, did you feel that earthquake? Did you hear about that earthquake? I was on my secular job sitting at my desk, got up and went into the service department, and immediately I was asked, did you feel that earthquake? I said, no, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel anything. But I'll tell you, within about 8 to 10 minutes, I sure did hear about it. And then just a short span of time after that, Miss Angie texted me and asked me, did I feel that earthquake? And I responded, no, but I'd heard about it. But over in the Maryville area where she was at, it was shook pretty good. But I guess it was because that it was so close to where this event occurred. When I thought about that earthquake in our area, and I thought about how that many felt it, but even those who didn't feel it heard about it. And I heard about it for days after that earthquake had occurred. And I tell you, dear friends, though I didn't witness it by feeling it, I believed it. I believed it because I knew that it came from reliable sources that this occurred. And as I began to look here at God's Word, the Lord led us to a passage of Scripture that He would have us to convey today on how that faith comes. Friends, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn with us, if you will, to the Epistle of Romans, chapter number 10. The Apostle Paul penned this letter from the city of Corinth. It was Paul's third visit to the city of Corinth when the Holy Spirit led him to write this epistle to the Roman church. Here in Romans chapter number 10, we're going to look today at verse number 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Oh, dear friend, when Paul penned this letter, Paul had a desire for the Roman church to go out into the highways and the byways of the world to share the good news of the gospel. I believe, dear friend, that message has been applied to our lives today because we are recipients of hearing that good news. And that good news not only developed us to be the people that the Lord have us to be. I tell you today, dear friends, I declare to you, I have hope. My hope is in the One who brought salvation to a lost, dying, and needful world. I can tell you, dear friends, friend that the Lord God Almighty, who loves me and gave himself for me, has a desire for me, as he does you, to go out and share the good news of the gospel with those that's around you. You say, Brother Lynn, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. It's the Lord's desire that we go out and shout the good news from the rooftops so that people around us will be able to hear and know and believe and accept that faith comes by hearing the word of God. Oh, dear friends, when you began to look here at the Lord's word, remember something that occurred just a short time before Paul would go into the ministry. Just a few decades had passed when Paul was accepting the Lord God Almighty as his Savior. But Paul knew and was aware of the Word and the impact of the Word. Because you see, dear friends, the Word instilled in his heart in Acts chapter 9 on the Damascus Road. But I began to think about that a great deal these days of late. For you see, dear friends, the faith that Paul had came by hearing the word of God. It was not feeling. It was not by sensation. It came by hearing the word of God. You remember when Jesus Christ, there in Matthew 27, hanging there on Calvary's tree, the Bible tells us in verse 51 that behold, when he gave up the ghost, the veil of the temple was ripped in twain, and the rocks did quake, and they did rent. And the Bible tells us there at that time that a great earthquake occurred. I tell you, dear friends, I was not there to carnally witness the ripping of the curtain. I was not there to feel the shaking of the ground. But praise be to God, I believe because I've heard the word of God. The word, it spoke to me, it changed me, it transformed me through my faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, people today says, oh, if I see, I'll believe. You remember what Jesus told old Thomas? Jesus said, blessed are they that haven't seen and yet believed. Oh, praise be to God. How faith comes is by the word of God. And it's God's desire. It's his commission upon us today to go out and share the good news of the gospel so people can come to know the Lord through faith. I have it. I received it because I heard it. I heard it. Oh, reliable sources conveyed to me the good news of the gospel. The anointed word of God spoke to my heart. It moved me. It stirred me. It convicted me. And it brought me to faith through belief. Paul declared, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I tell you today, dear friends, without hearing, without sharing, there's no transformation. That's why today, dear friends, that we're to be obedient to the will and the commission of the Holy Spirit to take this good news to the world that's around us so people can know that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun through their faith in Jesus Christ. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know something? I'm thankful I heard. Oh, I'm thankful that I heard. I'm thankful that I was moved spiritually. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit, He wooed me. He led me. He guided me. Praise God to hope. I pray today that through your word and through my word, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that people can find hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to see people saved. I want to see lives change. I want to see a joy and a peace in people's hearts that goes beyond all understanding. Oh, dear friends, that earthquake, that 4.1 magnitude earthquake that occurred a few weeks ago here in the month of May is forgotten by most people. But for 2,000 years, to God, we've never forgot Christ. Why? Because the Word makes all the difference in our lives. People said, you didn't make an earthquake then. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I probably wouldn't have known about it unless the earth just split before me. I'm in my own little world most of the time. People says, have you heard about this? I say, no. Do you know about this? No. You might say, well, you're a very uninformed person. Well, probably for the most part. But you see, I've heard about God. And I've heard about Jesus. And I know through my profession of faith that it's real. And I tell you, dear friend, it will quake you. It will move you. It will shake you spiritually to the core. I've never forgotten that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and by the word of God. How's faith come? By the word. For without the word, I'd have no hope. But praise be to God, by my faith in Jesus Christ, I have hope. I thought a lot about that these days of late. You remember in Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas was in the prison, and at midnight, you know what it says they were doing? There in verse 25, it says that they were praying and that they were singing hymns to the Lord. And when that earthquake occurred and the jailer was about to take his life, and Paul cried out, do yourself no harm. Why did he do that? Because he cared and he knew that the word had made a difference in his life, could make a difference in that jailer's life. And if you read chapter 16 of the book of Acts, you'll find out that man got saved. Not because of that earthquake, not because of the rattling of the sails, but because of the word of God. That's what changed his life. For if Paul hadn't have cried out and he hadn't have been a witness to the word, that jailer would have taken his life that day. But the word, through faith, made a difference. Didn't just make a difference to him, but praise be to God, he made a difference to me. And I pray that it's made a difference to you. And I pray that in the days, weeks, months, and years to come, if the Lord tarries and it makes a difference in the lives of those that's around us. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen. They're not going to hear it if you don't proclaim it. God has brought upon us a commission. The Lord has bestowed upon us an opportunity to share the good news no matter where we may be. When I looked here, the Word, and I thought about the powerful impact of the Word, how that faith comes by hearing the Word. I thought about Paul's desire for the Roman church. I thought about the Lord's desire for us at Pine Hill Baptist Church. I thought about what an opportunity that God has given us to be able to share the good news that leads to life eternally. And I thought about the impact and the impression that hearing makes. And you might say, Brother Lynn, I don't have nothing of great magnitude. I have nothing in way of significance. I tell you today, if the Lord is speaking your heart, I can tell you today, he's blessing you to have an impact in the world around you. It's God's desire for us to share. Last week, I was at a funeral home. And as I was there in the funeral home, it was getting very, very, very crowded. And I'm not bragging on Lynn or edifying Lynn. I'm giving praise and honor to Jesus Christ. God gave me an opportunity to invite people to church that I hadn't seen in a long time. Some said he hadn't been to church in years, but that still didn't deter me from inviting them and told them how much I'd love to see them in God's house. You know why? Because the Word, through faith, praise God, changes things. Oh, another example that comes to us how the Word of God, the Bible tells us in the book of Joshua, and the Lord had led his children by the leadership of Joshua into the land of milk and honey, and they came upon Jericho. The Bible says that they came upon a harlot named Rahab. And the Bible says there in chapter 2 and verse number 11 that the heart of the people melted. Why did it melt? Because they heard of the Lord God of the Jews. And I tell you, by hearing that word, impacted them in a great and a glorious way. And the same God that moves you and stirs you with the same God that moved and stirred them by hearing that word. By hearing that word. 1,400 years before the birth of Christ, that word was moving. 1,400 years before Jesus Christ would be born, city of Bethlehem, the house of bread, that word was moving. Rahab, many of the inhabitants there had heard about the God of the Israelites. It heard. You say, Brother Lynn, many have heard. What made a difference? Praise be to God, they believed. I tell you, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You may not see it, you may not feel it, but praise be to God, you can believe it. You can believe it. Rahab had heard it, and she believed it. When God gave Joshua, the people of Israel, their marching orders, Jericho fell. Oh, dear friends, because she believed from what she heard. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 6, in verses 25, and Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot, alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, as she dwelled in Israel even to this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. You see, dear friends, She heard, she acted, she was obedient, and through her faith, not only was she saved, but praise be to God, her household was saved. I want to see her household saved, don't you? I want to see people's lives changed that's around us. How can it occur? I tell you, by conveying the word of God. Because that made a difference then, it makes a difference today. You say, well, I get frustrated with them. Hey, listen, there's a few I like to beat with this Bible, too. But you can't beat them. You got to love them. You've studied the Word of God. All of you have studied the Word of God. Jesus didn't come to beat his sheep, Brother Bart. He came to lead his sheep and to feed his sheep and to love his sheep and to convey to his sheep his message of hope. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Dear friends, there's too many children of today that have spiritual lockjaw. I pray that the Holy Spirit stirs the hearts and the minds and the soul, and that the Word of God, the good news of the gospel, will flow freely and about us. You know, so important. Because I believe that the time is drawing nigh. You say, well, I've heard that all my life. Well, trust me, we're closer to the coming of the Lord today than we was yesterday. We're getting close. We're getting close. You say, well, I have family that's lost. I have family that's backslidden. I have people that's downtrodden. I have all these things, so do I. But I know faith comes by hearing. Hearing makes all the difference. They can feel the earth quiver and shake. They can listen. See how the effect of the wind blowing. They can see the atmospheric changes in our world today. And it goes in the one eye and in one ear and out one eye and out one ear, and it's forgotten. But the Word of God, it's sustainable. It settles. It moves. It's stable. And praise be to God, it's eternal. This does. Nothing else can do. You know, I thought, I went back to my desk and I sat and I was looking at the Word of God, and I thought about it. Got home from work and turned the television on, and all I heard about was that earthquake. All I heard about. Everywhere I went. Did you feel it? Did you see it shake? All day long. And in the days following. And I've thought, if we would share the good news of the gospel with that same excitement and enthusiasm, great and good things would occur. Listen, the world's bought into sensationalism. The world's bought into a lot of things. But what the world gives will not sustain them. But praise God, what the Lord gives endures forever. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we don't have this, we don't have nothing. But praise God, with this we have everything. Vacation Bible School is coming up. Kids in the Park is coming up. Kids for Christ at Lake City is coming up. Christ for Kids at Bristol is coming up. All types of opportunities are on the horizon if the Lord tarries. And we know, as Paul declared to the church at Rome, faith comes by hearing by the Lord. Say, Brother Lynn, I can't share. Yes, you can. You live your life in obedience to the will of the Holy Spirit, you're sharing. If you tell people that Jesus loves them, you're sharing. If you say, I need to show them, just outstretch your arms and just say, this is what Jesus did at Calvary for you. be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be a theologian. God knows I'm not. But I do know this. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Let's stand to our feet.